This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Maybe it was me. Maybe it was me that the Lord was trying to get to change and not you. And he said, I got to stop fighting you. I got to start working on me. I got to start working on me. And hear me. We got to stop fighting each other and start working on us. It's enough going on for you to stop looking at somebody else and start looking at working on yourself. My brother and sister, it says, but God said, even though they hate you, I'm working it out for your good. Joseph, who was hated by his brothers, we are told they put him in a pit in order to get rid of him. But God saw the pit and turned it into a promise. For Joseph went from the pit to the prison to the palace to receive the promise. You'll catch that on your way home. From the pit to the prison to the palace to receive the promise. And sometimes you have to go through stuff to get what God wants you to have. Sometimes you have to go through trials and tribulation. Sometimes you have to let people talk about you. Sometimes people have to push you aside. But you go from the pit to the prison to the palace to get the promise. Because God says, I'm working it out for you. I'm working it out for your good. And Joseph struggled for years, but God was about to do something. And what it says, when it gets so hot that you can't handle it, God says, I'm about to do something. When it gets to the point where you can't handle it anymore, God is saying, I'm about to do something. He's beginning to start saying, hold on, because this battle ain't yours, it's mine. My brothers and sisters, God was allowing him to go through things so that he could place him in a position of power. In a position of power. Who they hated became the family blessing. And in Genesis 50:20, it says, but as for you, ye thought evil against me. But there's a conjunction. God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. They didn't even know what God was up to. They were trying to get rid of him, but what God was trying to do was to bless them. And sometimes when you're trying to get rid of folks, God is simply saying, I'm trying to bless you. So Joseph went from the pit to the prison to the palace to fulfill the promise. Is there anybody here this morning waiting on your promise? You've been talked about. You've been criticized. And some have said you would never amount to anything. But you just keep waiting on God. Keep waiting on what God is up to. But God, who is the maker, the creator of all things, was sustaining you even in the midst of the stuff that people throw at you. God has a way of taking a bad situation and turning it around for his good. So let's look at the three Hebrew boys who were placed in a fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar because they refused to bow down to an idol he had erected. And there's a whole bunch of idols in the world today. Bow down and kiss the ring. Bow down because I'm in charge. Bow down. There's a whole bunch of idols today. And what has happened to a nation that had God first, and now we're saying we no longer want to trust. Oh, we don't trust him. In a nation that's been blessed by God, God knows how to get our attention. My brothers and sisters, God is working. God is up to something. Because the three Hebrew boys refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol that he had erected. He looked at them with a way of trying to get his point across. And even though they should have burned up in the fire, something happened, Brother Mark. See, when they put the fire on you, they don't understand what God is up to. Something happened. And can I tell you what happened? The fire that was designed to burn them up came in contact with the one who made the fire. He's the one that set the sun in the sky and the volcanoes in the ground. He's the one that established the lake of fire. And the fire can't touch divine fire. Oh, you'll get it later. Fire can't touch divine fire. Fire can't touch divine fire. When the Lord put his fire on you, it's like fire shut up in my bone. It makes you jump sometime. If you ain't jump, you ought to jump sometime. Maybe you have been stuck so long where you are, you can't move. But fire gets you up. Fire allow you to shout. Fire allow you to preach. Fire allow you to teach. Fire allow you to scream. Fire allow you to magnify the Lord. But if you ain't got no fire, you ain't got no praise. My brothers and sisters, Nebuchadnezzar said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looked like the sons of God. Don't get your shout right quick. Because he said, looks like the sons of God, plural. God is singular, plural. When Nebuchadnezzar first looked, he said, the fourth one looks like the son of gods. But after they came out of the fire, he knew that they were saved by the one and only God. Because the one and only God caused the fire not to burn them. It was God that caused the robe not to be scorched. It was the God who caused the clothes not to be smelled by smoke. When you're in touch with the Lord God, was it MC Hammer said, you can't touch this? I ain't always been the way I am. Fire did not burn them. And it was God who caused their robes not to even be scorched. Seven times hotter, and the robes wasn't even burned. Seven times hotter, and the smoke, they didn't even smell the smoke. When you burn something, it has an odor to it. But God has divine fire. Antioch, every now and then, for God to use us and demonstrate his power, we may have to go through the fire. Is there anybody in the house who's been through the fire? Sometime for God to use us, he may first have to mold you. Because sometimes the way we are, remolding needs to take place, that the molding is being allowing us to be remade or born again. For the first mold of the old nature has to die so that the new mold of the new nature can live. You can't have two natures in one body. He has to get rid of the old stuff. He has to get rid of old stuff in order so that he can remake you. Now you know why he said, Nicodemus, you just can't live like that. You got to be. remolded, remade. Ain't nobody getting to heaven the way we are like now. Because if we get to heaven, we'd be up there fussing and fighting. So the Lord has to remake us. He has to remold us so that we can be conformed into his image. God wants us to look like him spiritually, not in this physical stuff that we gravitate towards. He wants us to be molded. Kill that old nature and receive this new nature so that we can live. Here's why. A diamond is only a rock. But when you put pressure on it, David, it becomes a diamond. And when you put heat on it, it becomes a diamond. Every night, God has to put pressure and heat on us to change us. In other words, he has to make it hot to get you ready for the kingdom. God can use, and every now and then he allows pressure to be applied on us to conform us to his image. And here, I've had some heartaches and I've had some pain. I've had some sunshine and I've had some rain. But through it all, I got through it. That's enough about me, but what about you? You've been through some heartaches and you've been through some pain. You've been through some trouble in your life, but you got through it. And through it all, you need to praise God for what he has done in your life. Through it all, you need to magnify him because said, I'm working it out for your good. We don't know what God is up to, but if you stop looking at yourself and start focusing on him, you'll see what God is up to. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know that you know you've been saved, you've been baptized, you've been born again, but if you ain't never been baptized and saved, you ain't got no praise. God is up to something and he's working things out for our good. But if you wait on him and stop trying to get ahead of him, he said, I can do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask or think. If you wait on him and stop trying to do it yourself, he said, I can bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, and I can bless you according to my riches and glory. Anybody looking for a blessing? I wrestled with this, David, because I said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say. He said, keep writing because it's coming. See, when you stay consistent with the Lord, he works it out for you. I just showed Sister Hinks in my text. I said, what are they singing about? They were talking about God had worked it out. How in the world did the pastor know? Oh, Pastor, you had a conversation with him. I never saw them. And David said he wasn't even supposed to have been up here playing. But God knew. God foreknew what was going to be done. God foreknew what I was supposed to say, even though I didn't know what God was up to. Sister Matthew said, you're going to have a busy week this week. And I did. I got home last night at 12 o'clock, picked her up from the airport. But she said, have you got your message ready? I said, God got it ready. He laid everything out for me. And then right at the end of it, he gave me a note this morning. All of God's work was good. And that wasn't even in the message, because here's my message right here. But this is what God gave me this morning. And just to confirm what God is up to, if you don't believe now, you will never believe. Doors of the church open. God is speaking to the heart, the conscience, and the character of a people. The question is, he's trying to bless if you just step out of his way.